Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's Reality Gaze presenting Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Remix.
I think my coffee just kicked in. Y'all, this is the Love is Blind episode 13, The Reunion. Reality Gaze, Jake and Maddie. Who gives a fuck? Because two black girls, one rose, Justine and Natasha are here.
Happy to be back.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
We had to bring y'all in after this season just to decompress because you guys...
I like this tradition now.
We've watched five seasons of these, now six. Mm-hmm. So we kind of know what they're putting out. But this reunion was sponsored by Adderall.
Yes, everyone was very concentrated.
Yes.
Locked in. Mm-hmm.
Holy God.
It's exciting to this, y'all, because this is a reunion unlike any other on Love is Blind, I think. Mm-hmm, and so the first kind of thoughts that I want to ask you both, well, you three, actually, is just first thoughts. Did you like the reunion? Because the format was, did you like this reunion?
Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I mean, I came in fully prepared for an hour of just like bullshit because that's what we've been given the last five seasons. So I was pleasantly surprised when I saw, oh, it's an hour and like 45 minutes. Oh, shit. Okay. It was cool seeing all the alums there, but they just came prepared in a way that they weren't prepared for the past six seasons. You know, 89 degrees, I like to call him 89 degrees in sleeves. They were prepared.
Sleeves.
And that's all we've ever wanted was a little bit of preparation. Give the viewers what they want. Ask the questions we want to hear.
Yeah.
Dig in. Leave no stone unturned. And so I walked away very satisfied. I had a great, great time watching. I got a little of my emotions as well with Clay and his whole segment. I felt very validated and vindicated with the whole Jerame, Laura, Sarah Ann moment. It was like a lot of feels, but all good. Just really enjoyed it. I really did.
Justine.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I thought this is just such a drastic improvement from what they were. They were all so happy. And I am really happy with the editing. I love how many deleted scenes we got. That was really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And also very evident that like we can't just rely on these hosts. You know what I mean? There's a lot of pressure off of them because of those deleted scenes. I thought that was really great. And I thought everybody looked really nice. I did a fashion recap on our Instagram, but honestly, I thought like Chelsea's dress in light looked great. It looked way better than in pictures. Everybody just looked really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Amy in that red.
Amy, gorgeous.
Jessica Rabbit for days.
Yes. Stunning.
Yes. Yeah. I loved that dress. I normally thought it would be too much, but it worked.
Mm-hmm. Especially too much for such a boring couple, right?
God love them.
Why not?
God love them.
Why not take it? I love it. I did want to ask you guys, though. This is something that I was thinking about during the show, and I'm so glad we're recording with you guys. What do you guys think about the level of gay vernacular that is now seeping into everyday life.
Jimmy, like, Jimmy said throwing shade. Jimmy said throwing shade. And I lost my goddamn mind.
And then Nick's talking about receipts. Right? And like spilling tea and all these things. And I'm like, do any of you know anybody gay?
No.
Even know well, anybody no. gay.
It, it comes
Poodle,
from
can you give us the, a Jimmy saying the, throwing shade?
He was out there throwing shade at me.
I think what it feels like to me is it's always the trickle down from like black ball culture, black drag queens to gay men. Then it's disseminated amongst the masses.
Yeah.
And now we have...
Well, and now, some people even say some of it starts too with black cis women, black queer ball culture.
That's true.
You know, yeah. So it's all kind of stolen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Poodle.
Yeah. So now we have it has now we've now trickled down even further to the guppies at Love Is Blind and
to Jimmy.
And Jimmy. I think it's because Jimmy, I think probably the two girls that he hangs out with probably say throwing shade all the time.
Yeah. So I learned a new word. And probably Barbara, the one he slept with.
What if Jimmy watched the documentary?
Paris is Burning.
What if he actually did watch Paris is Burning? That's what he learned.
I can just imagine. He's like Butch Queen, first time at a ball.
From the house of Love Is Blind, the house of Kinetic.
Opulence. You own everything.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I can say shade throwing shade anymore. I think that
word it's done, guys.
It's out. After Jimmy uses it, everything is gone. I liked his blonde beard though. I thought it made it look just different on him, and I think he needed a new look. I think it was a little patchy. He needed to use a little bit of like just for men, something. But he needs a new look. He just looks like if you took a picture of someone returning home from World War II,
and
then they made it come to life. That's Jimmy.
No, he just like that's that, why him saying throwing shade is so weird.
It's like he was in a time machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked shell shocked. Yeah. I will say now that you are talking about that, I think that's one relationship we didn't get kind of some closure on.
Nope.
I realized I didn't realize until just now. What the fuck? What about Chelsea and Jimmy? There's pictures and videos of them eating together.
This was my biggest issue of the reunion. I pretty much loved it. I liked having the alums there. I wish that they weren't there to ask questions. And I don't really – I think it's good to have them there for, like, color announcing. I don't need them talking. I need them making faces. I need Kwame and Chelsea making faces.
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
I need them making faces, and I do like the idea of having, but this is harder to produce, of having like, I kind of like this. I don't know if we need it as much for the women. Let's be honest. It's probably more needed for the men because the men are usually terrible that come on this show. But like does Izzy be a mentor to Trevor as Brett was a mentor to Clay?
I know, a buddy system, big brother.
Yes, a big brother of Love Is Blind to help some of these just horrible men.
So what would he do? Teach Trevor to do a bunch of coke and lose a bunch of weight?
Well, I don't know. I just said Izzy because he was there. But if they met, like,
he didn't say a word. Whole reunion.
He was very useless.
He was totally useless. But I enjoyed that interaction with the OG, but I didn't enjoy, like, Like, I felt like Micah was wasted. You had her just ask a question. Like, here, Micah, I want to know what's her, what's Micah's opinion of Sarah Ann.
Well,
the only, the only reason they were there is because they were going to announce Perfect Match. They'd been they'd been shuttled down the trapdoor to a subterranean world. I got to say, though, the Jimmy and Chelsea not knowing, that was, I don't know if maybe they, what's happened on social media there is they've both gotten a lot of, they've been referenced it, they both got a lot of hate. And I think the producers just, I think they maybe even told the producers, look, my, or maybe Chelsea or Jimmy, my mental health is really stretched right now.
Okay, yeah.
And so I think that's why we used Sarah Ann and Jeremy, sorry, or Jeremy, or as you guys called him, I think it was Jerame. Yeah, as
I love that.
The punching bags that they should have been.
Everybody calls, Damona called him Jeremy.
Jeremy, yeah.
Jeremy. That is, if that episode with Damona Hoffman, y'all, I think y'all have talked to her before, right? The shit she dropped about dating on that, when we talked about when she compared it with Love is Blind characters, Jake and I are like, oh, we know nothing about dating. It was
She's the expert.
She's the expert.
She's the expert. What did y'all think about Vanessa and Nick this time around? I've been super critical of them as hosts.
Rightfully so. They did terrible jobs. And they have the biggest dating show in the world. That's a big job. Don't ask people when they're gonna have kids. No one cares.
Oh, I was glad that babies were not I think Vanessa knew, don't talk about babies. Don't talk about babies. I know I really want to talk about babies.
But she said one line about it, but just like, that's, we're excited for you. And she immediately moved on. But there's still something I got to say. I don't know. I think it's her. That was a misstep. But if you remember, like, season two reunion, she came for people and we loved it. Both Jake and I did. We loved her season two reunion. And something about that, and just what she, how she is on social media, like, I like her. I think she'd be fun to kiki with. And I felt like this was, besides maybe two, I feel like this was the, it was the better, one of the better reunions for her. I think it was the best reunion for Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well,
And also, I love Vanessa's dress. I fucking love that.
Oh, I love
dress.
That kind of asymmetrical cut.
I was confused by it.
I wasn't living.
It was okay.
But we could all agree that Sarah Ann had just come from prom.
Is this formal?
Oh my god!
Winter formal.
Toddlers and tiara. Yeah. The hair, the outfit with that hair, that hair.
And the makeup was pageant makeup too. Yeah. That is,
and the, and enough body glitter.
Oh my god!
To like
a
to
whole
see
strip clubs worth of body glitter.
Looked terrible. You know, I will say to this reunion, we always say a reunion should either, it should give us resolution on something and kind of clear things up, or it should be a discovery of something new to the plot line that it, and this reunion did both of
those
things.
It gave
both of those things.
I think one of the things that I was kind of shocked about was, there seemed to be, and I feel like they kind of needed to wrestle the show out of critical, people being critical of the show. And they kind of, that's why they went in on the clout chasers, because this felt like, PR said, we've got a problem here and we're going to take this show.
Yeah.
And that's why they went, because Nick Lachey went in there like an attack dog.
He was like that angry, that I mean, maybe I'm going to start calling him Daddy Lachey, because he lectured.
That's a leap.
But he lectured them like a football coach who's angry at his team for.
It did feel like he was an angry football coach.
I mean, just and like just schooled all of them down. It was. It was. I agree, though. I went, oh, this show and this reunion just gave themselves credibility back, or tried to. That, like, we because that's the thing. Jake and I always talk about. is, you know, does the experiment work? And they treat it as, is it an experiment or is it a reality show? You know, because they try to act like it's not a reality show when it, of course it is.
Yeah, it's a little disingenuous. But they were fighting for kind of the soul of the show, I felt like. So many people, God bless the internet. God bless the internet saying, they should just cancel the show. Because from everything, all the stories. And I'm like, do you know how much fucking money they're making?
Money,
they don't care what you fucking think. Idiot.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it also seems like they also were sending a warning shot, though, to anybody who wants to be on Love is Blind. Yeah. Get the fuck ready. Right. We'll read you for,
don't come in this house. Don't come in our house and fuck around.
And not only are we listening, Nick and Vanessa Lachey are going to do a theatrical reading of text and take you down.
Take you down. Exactly.
You're taken down by those two. How embarrassing. Oh.
And when the text popped up there and they even had the and the
dang,
I was like, these motherfuckers came with sound effects.
I need Nick to Lachey to be like, hi, heart emoji, eggplant emoji. And Vanessa going, ooh, peach.
I think that was very intentional by production, because I feel like they've gotten such bad press with all the active lawsuits that are happening that they're like, you're not going to just blame casting. It's not our fault. These people are just liars.
Yeah.
You know, Trevor's a liar. Jerami's a liar. Here's the evidence. It's not just on us. So I do think that was a very calculated move for them to like try
Went scorched earth. Production's like, we're tired of getting kicked around.
Speaking of Jeremy, let's talk about he and Laura, because that kind of was the first big sex. Also,
Laura from Barcelona.
I think actually of all the guys, he looked the worst, actually. This hair on him is terrible.
He looked sick. He looked sick. Yeah, that white didn't do him any favors.
Yeah, he looked like shit. So, okay. So they bring
out Sarah Ann deserve each other.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. Yeah.
They bring out Sarah Ann. I just now am seeing Honey Boo Boo now, because you said Tyler.
That's all you can see, right?
So they bring out Sarah Boo Boo, and she comes out.
I'm surprised the audience did not like boo and throw apples.
But
like they were ready,
but they didn't do it. They didn't cheer. It was like Jake often uses the analogy, like it was one of those moments where the camera panned and it looked like everyone had bad shrimp.
Everyone had just eaten bad shrimp,
and they're
faces. Yeah.
Yes. So she walks out. They sit down, and so then Laura, talk about a fucking flex. Laura can't be there because she's working in Spain.
I was like, what job is this?
I know.
Wow. She's getting
at the embassy suites in Secaucus, y'all. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So they kind of quickly dissolved the rumor of Jeremy having a fiance, because both Sarah and even Laura are like, yeah, he told me he had a fiance before he went to the pods. Mm-hmm. So that happened, I went, but I hate him now. He has to be a liar. Oh no, I don't want that. That was proven false. And I was like, no, I need him to be horrible, but I just had to wait.
Yeah, just wait.
I just had to wait.
I feel like he was medicated too. Like he was something was going on, or he was just like, it was under the, he was so just like, just resistant and just like, he was not going to say anything to defend himself.
Smug. I feel like he doesn't know how to look good, but he definitely never wants to look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a really good point.
Turmoil that you're watching as you see these like very blank emotions on his face.
They talk about location gate and with Jeremy and Laura, what were your thoughts on, did this, because this was something that I think was confusing for us on the show. Even I told Jake, I was like, I think this, and Jake was like, no, it's this. And then even our sissies were like, everyone seemed confused. Did you think this was cleared up, like the location where he was and all that? Do you believe he and Sarah Ann that nothing happened?
I don't believe nothing happened. I think they
not at all.
At the very least kissed. I mean, you're talking for hours, yeah. emotional conversation for hours about feelings until 5 a.m. and he's dropping you off at home and you just kind of exit the car like, see ya. No, there's no way. So I don't know if they fully fucked. I don't know what, but they didn't just talk, as Chelsea said. And no one stays up till 5 a.m. just talking. But as far as, yeah, I feel like he went back to her place and that was that. Mm-hmm. I think Laura's whole thing was he was trying to take ownership. Like, I came home and I told you immediately. And she's like, that's not the case. I confronted you about it. Like, you were still going to lie about it. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, was very clear. And we could see Laura has no reason to lie. Like,
that's 100%.
Yep.
There's no reason to lie. So I don't even know what it was just stupid for him to come with any other energy besides I lied about the situation. I felt, you know, I was back in the corner, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sorry for that. For him to come with anything else but that was where they fucked up, him and Sarah Ann.
That's why it feels so awful the how he was behaving, and they were both so smug, and she was like looking in there like she's going in for her Fox News audition, like
like she does look like that lady Janine,
but a Saturday anchor. She'd be like Saturday morning. she couldn't handle
talking about Casey Musgraves concert.
Saturday at 2 p.m. Just like the doldrums.
Or how some candidate's going to make shoes and get all the black voters.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea because black people love shoes.
They love shoes. I know somebody black. Yeah. They wear shoes. Yeah.
I went to school with a black girl.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, so they now they kind of start this, and even Jessica like pops in and she's like, look, Sarah, and you had your moment, because there's Sarah's in like, you were a girl, you always say you're a girl's girl, like you're not a girl's girl, you're the pick me girl, not me. And there's
who's the pick me girl, who's the girl's girl.
There's this cross it, but even Chels, I will say, we didn't, she got an easy edit, but Chelsea several times during the reunion had good little lies. She said, and she said, Chelsea said, I've never stayed up till 5 a.m. and not done something with somebody.
Then she smokes her cigarette and goes back to her.
Drops her little line and shuffles away.
Ah, I remember that captain in Cleveland. Ooh. Ooh.
She goes back to Miss Kitty's saloon with those feathers. Yes. You know, when it first came on, I was like, what the fuck's going on? And as the show went on, I'm like, I kind of like this dress.
No, I liked it. Yeah. I liked it in the light.
No, I liked it. I liked it. So then they show us our first never before seen footage.
This holy was, Jesus.
This was gagging and gooping. And I know now that I'm saying it, Jimmy tomorrow's going to be like, I was gagging and gooping.
Yep.
I was gagged. I was gagged. Tongue pop.
Oh God.
Tongue pop.
Tongue pop.
So we see. What did you all think about this conversation of Laura and Sarah Ann?
Oh my God! Her asking advice on how to be with him. The day that they broke up, that was really, and wait, did you all catch this? In the live reunion, Sarah Ann nodding along to herself.
Yes. Yeah, it's like,
my God.
I did that. I said all that.
She's sitting there agreeing with herself. Who does that watching themselves back on television after you stole somebody's man?
And you know, I gotta say, like, I know sometimes, like, Laura could be, look, I think sometimes the way she talked to Jeremy would be, she was one of those people who kind of was always gonna, like, she breaks you down a little bit in a relationship. But for what I saw both in this, her and Jessica, too, that, like,
they were the winners.
They were the winners.
Jess and Laura were the winners of this.
But
reunion.
Also, like, I got to say, it kind of disrupts my own assumptions of I'm so used to, I just assume that a pretty white woman is going to be a mean girl and be a Sarah Ann and kind of like play women against. And Laura, in this moment, wait, mm-hmm. Y'all got to get this right in my brain. Did mm-hmm. this conversation happen when Laura basically is giving her advice mm-hmm. and saying, like, I'm not blaming you? And then 10 minutes later, she rode off on a jet ski with fucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So that's what happened.
That's actually mm-hmm. exactly what happened. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Damn, that's crazy.
That's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That fucking blows my mind. And just to see gross. That Laura Ann in that moment was Laura still a oh, Laura Ann. Sorry.
I was like, wait, who's he talking about?
Sarah Boo Boo?
Well, welcome to my life, y'all. Confusing things and me going, wait. And I'm just led down a wrong path.
Laura Ann! Laura Ann teaches preschool at the Presbyterian Church.
Oh. I love though that there's this moment. To me, I think the mm-hmm. the best karma is when you don't even know someone is going to go down that road, but yet you her saying, "Yeah, he's a fucking robot clown. He's toxic. He's horrible."
That line one, and fucking you know, robot clown.
He's a clown, and she says all this shit about mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. and yeah. then I think. That's always going to be in the back of Sarah Ann's mind. Mm-hmm. 3 years down the road, mm-hmm. when she doesn't know where he is, Laura she's going to go, clown yep. robot, clown robot.
That, mm-hmm. honestly, the presence and the energy of another woman in my relationship would fucking kill me. Oh. Same with Chelsea and Jimmy. Barbara's energy of like, well, you told Barbara's secret on camera. That yeah. would kill. It's either me or Barbara. One of us got to go.
That's true. That is yeah. very true. The energy will nuts. always be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Laura really won that moment because she... Oh. She could have came hard. AD came harder at Sarah Ann than Laura did at the pool party, at the lake house, whatever. She really could have brought it there. She had all the reason and excuses too. And instead, she very much kept it focused on Jerome.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to get...
I'm warning you. Yeah.
She wasn't trying to wade into it. She wasn't. She was just like, you know what? I've got a job that takes me to Barcelona. And I can't. Him. I have a really cute necklace that I'm wearing to show how much money I have. And y'all can go live your like gross, like Fox News loving experience. Right.
I was very proud of me in drag.
That's what they say. They say that Laura looks like Matt in drag.
What?
Like, no, why?
Go to our Instagram. There's a morph. There's a morph that happens with a lot of makeup. It's all I can see now.
It's Maddie and drag.
Oh my god, I gotta look at that.
But okay, so Jimmy. So this is where we found out new information. Not only is Sarah Ann not a girl's girl.
Jeremy's. He ain't a boy's boy.
He ain't a boy's boy.
Mm-hmm. And I know
them under the bus any second. So of the day.
I know lots of boys' boys.
Yeah. We're going to move on from that. So Jimmy says this. Okay. So this was confusing to me. What happened? Jeremy said, where was this? Was in the pods?
I think Laura was saying that Jerome said to her, he's so focused on how he's going to look. And he's like, he's worried he's going to look worse than Jimmy. That's how he first brought up Jimmy.
At least at least I'm not the villain of the house like Jimmy.
Like Jimmy, yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm. So did he say that to Jimmy or did Jimmy hear it?
Jimmy heard it, I believe.
Jimmy heard it.
Yeah, he said something. Mm-hmm.
But that was in the pods, he said that.
In the men's quarters.
And y'all, Jerome was like, I don't recall saying that.
And Jimmy they were said, well, clearly it's on your mind because you keep talking about me. So I guess he's social media has been talking about Jimmy as well.
Pin them too against each other. Yeah.
And AD like, you still pursued him, so it's null and void. Sorry for what? Shoulder shrug.
Then Sarah Ann,
I don't have a relationship with any of these women in the cast.
And Chelsea's like, that's because you, again, pops in. That's because you decided to unfollow all of us, but you still follow our fiancés. Dips out.
Ew. Yeah, I love it.
She did.
I love how she said that.
And then literally you have Micah say, this is like a lot. And I die.
After we came for your friend, crazy. We did.
What should like, we?
Izzy is like,
I thought
God.
Irina was bad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Izzy, that's what I would have loved. I would have loved them to like have Sarah Ann, and then yeah. Irina comes on
yeah.
and gives her like yes. that's what. Anyway, okay. So then Nick Lachey says, he asked Jeremy. He's got so many names in my head now. He's like, "Is this reality TV? Is this to entertain, or
are you not entertained?"
Mm-hmm. And because Sarah Ann also made, they're bringing up a video Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sarah Ann said of like, "This is all entertainment." And Vanessa and Nick come for them fucking both. And
it was personal.
It was personal.
Absolutely, because they're trying to mess up Ultimatum, Perfect Match. They all EPs on all of that. So they're like, "Oh no, we need all these people to believe."
Don't come in my house and trash it.
Right.
And I gotta say, Vanessa did really well in this moment because Laura throws in her hat, like 96 year old grandma's coming and all this.
Yeah.
This was real life. Mm-hmm. And so Vanessa just keeps taking all these little and keeps coming back to Sarah Ann and said, "Do you not?" She said like three times, "But do you not get the disconnect of what everyone else is experiencing and what you're saying?" And as it was such a clever way to say to the audience, she's wrong and everybody else is right. Everybody else is not right, but everyone else is really in this experiment. And this is the outlier. And it made her look like shit.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I'm glad she circled back, actually, because I was getting disgusted seeing the energy of Sarah Ann and Jerame. Like, that they could come with any other energy but an apology for Laura. Like,
100%.
The first thing Sarah says to Laura is, "You're a pick-me girl." That's her first thing that we, like, "You're a gross human being. And we just got confirmation with the BTS footage that you sat there asking for advice. And now here you are, like, this is my man. You're a pick-me girl." It's like, this is gross behavior. You need to apologize. Someone needs to call it out.
And they both kind of finally do. Mm-hmm. But it was so half-assed.
Yeah, they got pushed into it.
It wasn't a real apology.
No,
not
at all.
You're never going to get it out of those two.
No.
Nope.
And just let them go off into the sunset, and maybe it's just we never see any of each other again.
I would love that.
That's the only better thing. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about. First of all, I want to know your thoughts. How would you describe Trevor's outfit?
Oh my god! Natasha had a great one on our recap. That was
so
a
many
good
things.
Description.
I say he looks like Wreck-It Ralph. He looks like
doesn't
IT
he look just
guy.
Like
he does.
Looks like a poor man's Wolverine.
I wrote a tired youth pastor. That's what
that's a good one.
Who like can't get any of the kids to love the Lord. They're all smoking pot, and he's just tired. He got this mullet to seem young, but he's tired.
I was thinking someone whose car just broke down and he just changed the tire and cleaned up and walked right into the studio. Sweaty. He smelled like sweat and human growth hormone.
Yes. So he comes out and they immediately just, they do what we talked about. They have the dramatic reading of these screenshots, which was literally him saying, "I love you." Literally in the text, "I want to marry you."
So much proof. All of the things.
I don't think and y'all have watched more than me, admittedly, but I don't think I've ever seen a takedown like this on a reunion before. No. Where Trevor was just silent,
speechless.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did production tell him to get him on this stage?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. He had to know. Maybe he didn't know that we're going to bring it up.
I think money.
I feel like he did this on purpose to try to make it feel like it was his mental health. But in reality, the question I have and the question that Natasha has always had too, what was the plan? You were going to marry this girl, have this other girl on the side. You all were going to be a throuple. And then what were you going to do? Start a business? You were going to start selling TikTok ads on TikTok Shop? What were you going to do with this other person? And that is unanswered, which I find so strange.
And I got to say, Nick and Vanessa, I love it when he sat there, got quiet, and AD said, "Say it with your chest now."
Oh my gosh.
Be quiet now.
I think he's one of the most unassuming sociopaths I've ever seen.
Did y'all love him as well? We loved him.
I was at least saying protect Trevor. I think Chelsea should have chose Trevor. Like we were saying all of those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am never dating again. men are terrible. Well,
I think in our defense, I think he was given a pristine edit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I think the editing for this show, they could have really worked well with the Nazis. Because they could have sculpted a message that everyone could embrace. It's that kind of diabolical. Yes.
Do you guys think that Trevor is on Perfect Match 2 and that's why he had to be there as well?
Yeah, did you hear those rumors?
I've been hearing that all around.
He's perfect for it. Match 2. I'm surprised they didn't announce him though.
I think because everybody hates him.
That's true.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a surprise show up and they want, like, you know what? I think you're right.
Right. And they filmed that before. They filmed that before.
It's in the can.
It's already done, ready to go. So they didn't know maybe about.
And maybe that's what they told him to come out on stage.
To like, come out. Yeah.
Perfect
exactly.
match.
Mm-hmm. I think.
And then they bring up his text message and he's like.
And then he's like. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did I tell y'all my dog died during production?
Yeah. Dog Chelsea? Yeah.
Right. Nobody cares. But he said, I had a whole thing planned, but I don't know what to say. And his defense is basically, he even says, after he says it, he's like, I sound fucking horrible. And he basically starts saying, I'm fucked up. She was fucked up. Mm-hmm. And Nick Lachey, like, this was his, like, standout daddy moment again where he kept going at him asking but it doesn't, you literally, you're saying you didn't care about you were actually in the experiment, but you told someone on the way there you loved them. And right when you got there. Out
right
like, he's like, bro we just read the text where you said I want to marry about? You
literally in the Uber on the way over you were the driver was really disturbed.
And then Chelsea had this fucking beautiful moment where she said,
this was so
she
good.
She said, look, I'm not here to grill you. And she said, all she said was, but you know, I didn't choose you. I couldn't explain it. And it didn't make sense, you know, on the show, but I just had an intuition and now I know what it was. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
girl, you should listen to that intuition more.
Yeah. But still it was like, boom. Mm-hmm. And so, but she asked, what if I did choose you? And he can't answer that. And is that when Trevor says,
why?
Can I go now? Can I leave?
Yeah.
And they just keep.
What was the business plan?
What was the plan?
You can't leave.
What was the business plan?
What are you going to do?
Right.
And then after a while, they finally say, okay, Trevor, you can leave now.
And he shuffles away in silence, not even boos, like nothing.
And I also want to show, Vanessa Lachey did ask the question, which has never been asked on Love is Blind. She said, did you come here to forge your career and get famous? Mm-hmm. They finally said it.
Died.
Yeah.
They finally said that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it really is like, it's not about Trevor. It's about all cards are on the fucking table. Mom and Daddy Lachey are watching, motherfuckers. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I think it was totally a threat of saying,
people watching.
Production said, don't come in our house because we got a good thing going here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 98 Sleeves then said, you asked to leave and you can leave now. And I flooded my basement.
Really?
I love a man who's taking charge. Just say like, get on the bed. And then they rip off their leather belt and it goes slap, slap. And
okay. Like, wow. Ooh, wow. It's like, what's his name?
In this episode? Are we on a specific?
Girl, it's always like this.
Jake is like, SOS, help.
Are we doing an ad right now?
Are you kidding? Jake's never like SOS. He's the worst one.
It looked like someone had moved his hairline forward too. Like his hair gets, and as he got angrier and angrier, his hairline gets lower and lower.
It's been the same for 30 years. Yeah. He's been wearing that same hairstyle.
It's exactly the same.
It's a look.
It's like, it works for me.
Oh no.
For him.
I forgot what song they even had. I don't even know.
What are we? I brought up one. I brought up "Give Me Just One Night." Una noche.
No noche.
That's 98 degrees.
That means one night.
A bunch of white men singing "Una noche."
Una noche.
Oh,
I forgot. Oh god.
You're forgetting. Even, this was right after Ricky Martin, so everyone was like, "Let's use Spanish."
Do the Latin thing, guys.
We want to reach out to Spanish speakers.
Yes. I'm say one word water real quick. Y'all just chat, and Christina will check this out. I'm gonna
y'all. But anyway, let's. I want to jump into Clay and AD. This is the spot that I think everyone has like a strong opinion on. I think we can all agree that AD was possibly done the worst of anybody in a long time.
Yeah. Came out on top though.
She did. And the whole she season. Did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
But she did have a rough go.
Really? Well, Wind Up is probably one of the most beloved cast members, I think.
For sure.
Yes. The eyelashes are on point. They're not falling off.
I see it.
Yeah. Did you notice how the makeup? The makeup artist at that wedding did her wrong.
I think it was her. I think she did her own.
On the lashes. Oh god.
I will say these lashes were less spidery. They were of general length, and you could see her eyes.
Yeah,
all these things I enjoyed.
Great improvement. Yeah,
She looked great too. Dress, love the dress
was great.
AD and Clay. This was a lot. This was
I know, so. Where do you start?
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau.
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, a few weeks went by after the wedding. They're kind of hitting the timeline here. Mm-hmm. And Clay, the thing about Clay is, I think he's always expecting us to say, good job, man, for the least possible effort. And he's like, you know, I kind of waited because I thought that might be not be right. And everyone's like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. What human being would call her a week after? You know, give her a couple of months.
Pre-therapy.
Yeah, that's exactly. So AD says basically it's not normal to watch yourself have a meltdown.
Yeah.
Chelsea said the same thing. Chelsea was like, watching myself untherapized was like the worst.
Later on, Nick even asked Clay, would you have done things differently? And Clay's like, you know, am I a good person or a bad person? I don't know. I couldn't get out of my own way. I made a mistake. He says he's been in therapy. He turns to her and says, you're the love of my life, and it was a mistake.
I was on the edge. I was like,
what did y'all think?
Is this The Notebook? Is this Nicholas Sparks? What am I watching?
And AD's over there. She's over there doing Lamaze breathing. Like,
yeah.
You know, where she's like, eyes are going back in her head, and she's going, okay, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yep.
Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick.
Yeah, that's how I say
that. That's how we calm down. Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick.
Yeah, so what, I think what the question too, Poodle, is asking is, what did you think about this interaction with Clay and AD? Is he redeemed? Like, this is, you know.
Yeah, this is so serious with Clay and AD, because AD changed his family's life forever. So he can't just like let her go.
Yeah. Wow, you know, I never thought about that.
Yeah, they're still working through things that because of AD, because of all the love and everything that she poured into this man, they are still bringing up. His mom's life is different now.
She opened up the can.
Yeah, she opened up the can.
Oh my God, I want her to be on the Golden Bachelorette.
How great would that be? Margarita is her name? That's
Margarita.
And she's fabulous on top of it. What?
And when when they did the scene, as we called it, from Fences 2, with her and her ex-husband.
Yeah. I think you said August Wilson would name it More Fences.
More Fences, yeah.
More Fences.
It was deep. It was deep.
God, that one of the greatest moments of the series.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't. I think maybe they're humanized. I don't know if I would use the word redeemed, but
that's a good point.
Seeing them as whole people.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because a guy like Clay, like I walked into the reunion still unsure about Clay. Like I watched a whole season with Clay, with him showing his whole ass, bearing his whole soul, and something about it, I was like, I can't trust this guy. I don't know, but I think. Just seeing him really humble himself, say all the right things, use the right vocabulary, really demonstrate he's been doing therapy, he's been doing some work, and kind of own that he came into the process with the wrong understanding of love and marriage, and AD got caught up in his misunderstanding and lack of preparedness, and him fully own that. That, for me, brought a little bit of redemption. Because he exposed his whole,
those tears were real.
Life.
I think those tears were real. Yes. And that moved me actually, that made me teary watching him.
Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that bothered me about the whole thing is, why tell her now on television that you're the love, that she's the love of your life?
I think he probably wanted to do it all on TV, because he did all that back and forth and rejected her on TV. So he
wants to give her that moment. Yeah,
I guess.
But and people are really polarized on Clay too. There's a lot of Clay haters, a lot of them. And I think he's been paying attention to them.
After this, I'm not a hater anymore. I have a lot more empathy. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how much I can trust. And I wonder, I think the whole time I was thinking he doesn't have to change, because all of these, he's never going to choose a woman who makes him change. He's going to choose someone who lets him be him.
Right.
And probably kind of put them low in their priority order.
Yep.
And his job and business are going to be the most important thing. Mm-hmm. He'll be like his dad, where giving women attention when they can. But it's a self-centered life, and it's hard to break out of that model. Mm-hmm.
I think this would do it though. I think this seems like such a huge, because to see all that on television, as Vanessa and Nick talked about, they were like, how is it seeing Clay's parents have their interaction, and you see AD, that made me happy for AD to go, oh, I realized it's not about me. This wasn't.
That was great.
I couldn't fix anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything in this, and that they had, and it was. I'm glad they had Brett too, because it brought in that we talked about it too on the show, like they Clay kept saying to her like hashtag black excellence and the mom compared them to like Michelle and Barack, and I was just like, there's so much pressure on this couple to be perfect that is not on any other couple. And and when you think of that and see Clay's reaction today, I actually think Clay is probably one of the better guys on this season of Love is Blind. I think like if you, well, because it's not hard to be better than Jeremy and Trevor, but I think that I do believe that this guy had a wake up moment, and I think he's going to be forever changed from this. Is it better? I hope, but I think it's going to be different.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I trust that he wants to be a better person. I think. We watched him do a lot of processing on camera, which is hard because we're watching it go down in real life. But I think, you know, his parents are married 25 years. It was a very rocky relationship. I think he does believe in the institution of marriage. I think he does admire it. I think he wants it for himself in theory, but didn't know how exactly this works. And I think we watch is all of that go down on camera. And because he's that like player guy, he came in with these like weird kind of nefarious intentions. It does make it very hard for us to trust him. But I can only take what I'm seeing. Like, it doesn't serve me to try to like parse through every little interaction on this reunion. I have to take something, you know, at some point I got to take him for what he's saying, which is I've been struggling to be a good guy versus a bad guy. I'm trying to figure that out. That's what you saw me do on TV. And what I needed was just accountability. And that's what he gave me.
He gave that. And I think it's super compelling to watch someone try to be a different person. And I do believe he is trying. To me, I don't think this is a change that is going to happen overnight. I think because he's in his mid-20s, late-20s, or is he?
Late 30. 20s. I think he's just 30 or something.
He's going to need to wait at least another 5 to 10 years to get married.
Five to ten.
Yes,
oh,
honey.
Oh God.
He's gonna have to. Here's why I say this. Men who have had that kind of stuff modeled, and this goes for any man, modeled like that, because it already men are 10 years behind women in maturity levels, and how, and just finding how you can live in a world that's not just you, and finding it, and I feel like he is even further behind than that. I think AD gave him a springboard. Sadly, he will look back and say, she will look back and say, I made that man better. And I have to take that for me. But that's
Yeah, I think too Netflix made him better. Because he probably met a few ADs. He's probably met a few women who have tried to make him feel better, who have encouraged him in certain ways. I think AD doing it. Not only AD being the wonderful woman she is, but AD doing it on television and with this pressure to get married at the end, and then having all your families backing you up and ready to go when they've only known her for 2 weeks too. That is a lot of pressure. And I really do commend Netflix and I guess Kinetic for editing and producing these black characters with their black families in the way they did. Because, you know, we recap The Bachelor over here, and the way they do black people is wild. And the way they did, I guess,
black fathers, what we
saw. Specifically black men over at The Bachelor. It's just, they're so behind. And it's, I think it's really commendable. Or not commendable, but it's actually really good. They did a great job humanizing and bringing down to earth a lot of these issues that plague black men, black women, and black families.
It shouldn't be commendable. This should be the standard.
It should be the standard.
This is what it should be. But going off of that, something that, you know, I mean, when he said it, it actually made me teary. It broke my heart. When she asked, Vanessa asked Clay, she said, has your dad apologized? And you could see in his face, he hasn't. And because Clay kind of says, well, in his way. And I thought, man, we all
You're never
going to
get
it,
like Clay.
With our family, to not get closure.
And as En Vogue said, you're never going to get it.
Nope.
No, he's not. And so that was heartbreaking to see. I did want them to, I kind of wanted them to ask, not to like grill her or anything, but I just was interested to know, like, AD, you came in saying you're a fix-a-hoe. Like, did she realize that she was fix-a-hoeing Clay? Because she just repeated her pattern, really. Mm-hmm. And so I wish they would have asked that question. But they're like, okay, this is good. We got to show the receipts of Matthew. Oh my God.
I got to say, to me, I'm gonna this was even watching him pace around that room and the other things. To me, it was like, this is total people in the spectrum behavior. That's what I thought immediately.
Yeah. It's either like people in the spectrum or ID network.
See, Jake sees that and I'm like, nope, he's a killer. Like,
I think it's because I see too much of his patterning and that's why he was asking the exact same things. It's why AD was trying, and not just because she's a fix-a-hoe, but I think it had to do with she saw something in him or where she had to find that out. And I think it's just his neuroatypical that made him feel that way on TV. But
her reactions though, while she watched it though, AD was like, as Jimmy would say, she was gagged and gooped. She was like, what? And she like turns to Clay. She's like, this is crazy. God, I love her so much. But it was, so we see this and then we find out they did go on a couple of dates. And kind of to what Poodle was saying, she was saying one reason it didn't work out is because he like his everything is planned out for the minute to him.
Yeah. Which I was like, yep.
Either the guy is on the spectrum or he has mental illness. I think
Here's the thing also, you can be a narcissist and be on the spectrum. It doesn't excuse them. I'm saying it does, being on the spectrum does explain a lot of the repetitive behaviors and his behavior in the pods, especially with the other men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. He didn't talk a lot with the guys, very much kept to himself. Yeah, that's true.
What did y'all think? Because then they kind of like shore that up, that's done, that's not it. And then the kind of the last of their little segment is, what did you think of the conversation between Brett and Clay?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so nice.
That was
so
really nice.
Nice to see.
Yeah. I think... So we had a therapist on our recap, Nedra Glover-Taweb, who really brought a lot of light to just like the differences between men and women when it comes to emotions, particularly with straight men. And as we said, with Clay and his father, they clearly don't talk. They still haven't really talked. Yeah. He has to kind of like find his own closure on his own with whatever his dad
for sure.
And how there's like a vast difference in how when men and straight men in particular and women, we've been socialized to be prepared and ready for marriage, to be prepared and ready to be vulnerable. And women kind of get that preparation our whole life. That's why we're more comfortable with emotion. But for guys like Clay, they're kind of like seeking examples from people.
Models.
No one's sitting down. His dad's not sitting down to talk to him. So it was interesting for us to get that confirmation that Brett was the person he was watching on Love is Blind, that kind of gave him that, I guess, model and example. It was kind of sad to know that that's who, you know, that's where he's learning for the first time of like how to be a good husband. And it was nice for even Brett to acknowledge, like, I don't have it right. I also was kind of like looking to Tiffany to validate that I was doing this right.
I was like, Brett Brown, don't you start crying, Brett Brown, because I'm going to go out.
I know.
When he got emotional.
It's like, I can't take this.
I love them nice so moment. Much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
Next, I think, do we even need to talk about Johnny and Amy? They're fine.
They're cute.
They're fine. They know what condoms are.
Condoms, Amy, condoms.
I still say that every time I looked at that dress, I thought Jessica Rabbit, and I thought Vegas, and she's pulling it off.
Yep.
All of it. Mm-hmm. Also, I just need to say, we're going to talk about her in a minute. Do y'all know, have you ever seen like pictures of Ava Gardner, like Frank Sinatra's ex-wife? Mm-hmm. Brittany looked just like Ava Gardner with that eye makeup. This is such a gay reference. But
I liked her makeup.
Yeah, I thought she looked really beautiful.
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did Brittany have lighter hair in the pods? Was her hair darker?
I don't remember.
Because at first I didn't recognize her with the makeup. I was like, who is that?
It was the makeup, yeah.
Yeah.
I think also the questions to me were a total waste of time. from the audience or the
only thing we did get from that was when Alexa asked about to Sarah Ann and Chelsea, and we find out that like y'all Jessica's daughter calls Chelsea Aunt Chelsea.
Auntie Chelsea.
Never in my life.
They're fucking never, really good friends. And we also find out that AD says, like, it was hard watching you, Chelsea, because that's not the person we see in the women group.
Yeah.
And there's that disconnect. So what we did find out is that these women, except for Sarah Ann, really have bonded and supported one another.
Oh, yeah. They comment on each other's Instagram constantly. Like, this is a really, really strong.
Really,
and like previous seasons, the women have bonded together. Like you guys were saying, women, that was a really great thing the therapist said. Women are taught to be emotional, to prepare for marriage, to... Yep. Especially with other women. Mm-hmm. And men have none of that. That's why men grow up so late.
Mm-hmm. Late. Exactly, yeah. And Jessica had that comment where she said to Chelsea, she was talking about her interaction. And she said, you know what? I don't need grace for that because that wasn't my best moment. I was like, what a beautiful way to say. I owned it. Mm-hmm. And you should let me own that mistake because I fucked up.
Yeah. She was... almost everything she did was she explained it and she owned it. Mm-hmm. Her and Laura and even Chelsea, I would think, but who talked very little for that reason, kind of came out the best of all these people. Yeah,
you can see they have no bad blood. It was very clear Jessica and Chelsea are whatever y'all are trying to stir up and show. Like, there's nothing there between them. They're besties.
Yeah,
there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's all resolved.
It doesn't feel like Jimmy and Chelsea are resolved because they're still that they bring up the talking about that one of the questions was about bringing up that he had slept with one of his exes and Jimmy just kind of what do y'all feel like? Do you feel like it was Chelsea? I know I'm sure you've talked about it in your own show, but do you think that was out of line for Chelsea to do that? Or as Micah said, that was affecting her. That was in the moment she had to be real and express herself. Where are y'all on that?
I'm so torn. Same. Because if that was me, I would bring that shit up.
Same.
Meet this bitch and you fucked her? Oh my God. I would be so mad. I would be so angry. I met her before your family. Are you serious? I would have been pissed, right?
Same.
And I really identify pretty closely pre-therapy with Chelsea's level of insecurity. I don't think I would be so bad that I'd be making up stories to tell on television, but I don't see past it. I don't think she's like an anomaly. I think a lot of people are like Chelsea.
Justine, did you ever say, did you fuck her? Did you fuck her?
I mean, I cursed somebody out at a bar before. Like, I've done it. I've done the thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. you know what I've said? Where does she think you are? That's what I've said.
Oh, my God.
That was actually, nice.
What anyway, poodle? What have you? Since she's making admissions, what have you said in the heated moment to someone?
What have I said about
an ex or anything? Have you said anything?
I think
I know Natasha just is like fuck this and walks.
I think I said
yeah, you were racing. I got no time for this.
Yeah, just ghosting.
I think I've said just basically like I think someone I was seeing one time, they hugged someone else, and they're like, yeah, we know each other. I'm like, how do you know each other? Like in a good old gremlin voice. I'm like, well, where? Where'd you know each other?
Oh, God.
Like, you got me, you got a mogwai got wet, and I turned into a gremlin as soon as I see that.
The hug. The hug. So, but that's kind of all we got with them. Was we don't
this,
know.
This was a real real hole in storytelling. I really do believe that either things are too tenuous because that you've been seeing them together.
Yeah.
And I think they probably said, "Look, we can't talk about this," or something.
Because they do talk about, apparently Jessica and Jimmy were fine, but I didn't see or hear this interview. Mm-hmm. But apparently Jimmy was throwing her under the bus, and Jessica was like, yeah. And she's like, I never dragged you. She even said, I even texted you and said, it was not enjoyable for me to see both of you being dragged like this.
Yeah.
I was like, God, can you just be a better person? Yeah. Jesus. And and Jimmy kind of, I don't think he defended himself well. He did his normal, like, well, like, you said,
past, and, what's in the past is past in the past, tongue pop. Yeah.
It's so immature. He wanted some of the heat off of him and wanted her. She was getting so much love for the EpiPen comment. Everybody's saying EpiPen. Ooh. So now he's seeing her get all that shine. He wanted her to get a little bit of heat. And it's extremely immature.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
It's sad to say that, like, when you look at these other guys that had bad moments, that Jimmy and Jeremy, they're going to be the same guy after, like, nothing's going to change after this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, probably so is Trevor.
I think Jeremy for sure. Yeah.
I think Jimmy wants to be a good guy. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's on the level with the other guys. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he's a normal straight. I think he's just a normal straight white guy that doesn't have to try a lot.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really think that Jimmy got a disproportional kind of approval from us because Chelsea was so unhinged the entire time that we had to all become reluctant Jimmy apologists.
That's exactly it. Yeah, oh my God. Never did I think I'd be defending this straight white porn ass man the way I was all season long. All season. I was like, I'm team Jimmy because Chelsea made it so hard to do anything else.
She really was.
I'm like mashed potatoes.
And yes, they really
unseasoned.
I agree with Poodle. I think like literally Chelsea came in this show with a doctor's note. Literally. She was like, hey, they played. She's like, hey, my dog. And it's her psychiatrist that says, this woman is on the brink.
Right.
You can't talk about her. Because it really should have been a conversation of Jimmy. There should have been like a 5-minute segment about how Jimmy had to bounce around Chelsea's insecurity. Mm-hmm. And that was not discussed. But instead, it really became this thing about, Jessica and Jimmy had this altercation and we can talk about that. Right. And we can even show the fucking footage with time codes of how. So I'm confused. Yeah. What was said and then what was proven in the footage? Was Jessica right or Jimmy right?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy tried to lie and say that was 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. That was what was proven, that Jimmy wasn't being truthful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours.
It was 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
13 minutes. Yeah.
Of them sitting in there. 15. It was, again, Love is Blind. Bring back. I guess they learned after after the cuties to show that footage.
I will never forget that moment.
Still talking about that damn cuties.
Cole.
Cuties stock raised 400% that day.
Again,
yes.
But I think that was a misstep. And I guess maybe these people just don't want to be. It is weird that when the OGs, it's weird that they didn't bring back Lauren and Cam, who are
they're too busy.
I think they didn't want to go.
But I think they're done. And I think Cole's probably done too. But I wish Cole was one of those guys who kind of I think Cole and Jimmy could have had an interesting interaction.
That would have been interesting.
Here's why none of that could have happened. The only people who weren't couples who stayed together were people who were a perfect match. It's not that they invited superstars. They were bringing back the success stories.
Strategic.
Because we don't talk about people who didn't make it.
Right.
They're all on an island and they don't exist to us.
Yes, mm-hmm. And who are having like making publicity that is negative for the show and then not making us money by being on Perfect Match season two.
There's a reason Jackie wasn't invited. You know,
Zenib.
There's a reason why Zenib wasn't there.
What if Zenib had a conversation with Chelsea?
With Chelsea, I would have loved to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yikes! What did y'all think about this last little bit between Kenneth and Brittany?
I forgot about
nothing. Talk about dolphins. We don't care.
That was another misstep where they had a very mysterious breakup that happened so suddenly and abruptly. And I was coming to the reunion to get answers, and they didn't really get any answers. So I don't really know.
There was nothing. She still said, "We talk every day." And why I'm like,
do you guys talk to anyone every day that isn't each other and who you aren't romantically involved with? No, right?
I'm trying to gauge the temperature here. Like, what? But you're just friends, but you talk every day on FaceTime?
If we're going to talk about receipts outside the show, and the show's done this a lot, there are, you know, there has been, like, stuff in text. Like, apparently there's speculations about Kenneth's sexuality.
A lot of that.
So.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
He loves Jesus a lot, so I don't think he'll probably ever get to that. So,
I still think I do not buy the excuse of I have to be on my phone because I'm a very involved principal. Mm-hmm. You were gone for how long and it didn't seem to be a problem. And you were gone, and I'm sure you have. It did seem like it did not feel like a reasonable excuse. Mm-hmm. This is still supposed to be the most important person in your life,
right?
And you're still not acknowledging them.
I was thinking your vice principal sucks then if you're having to be on your phone all the time, like while you're gone for 3 weeks.
Right.
That said, mm-hmm. I did love that they both still talk. And maybe it's probably a weird relationship. And they said, you know, they're like, Kenneth said, we talked about what's going to happen when either of us start dating other people. And went, this is going to go away. Just so y'all know, no one's going to tolerate this.
No.
You think another woman is going to get with Kenneth and be fine with Brittany being like, hey, I showed up.
She's pretty. She has a great shape.
And how are they going to take the time apart when he's going to SeaWorld every single weekend?
It's just more unanswered questions.
He's gonna have to date every weekend at SeaWorld.
There's not much more. We get the updates on Colleen, Dan, Sleeping Beauty, Alexis pregnant, like all the all this stuff is happening, like, but it was just kind of fluff.
I just, every time I see Matt and Colleen, I just like white knuckle, like the whole time I see them on screen, I'm just like, is he going to yell at her again?
I know. Or, I remember all that. Don't you guys remember all that so clearly?
Yes. Yes. And it just, every time I see them, I just see her with like a tight smile. And I'm like, I'm like, honey,
screaming for help. Yeah.
Honey, someone give you a spare phone. And you call that if you need help.
Yeah, her burner phone. It's weird, yeah, that they're considered a successful couple.
I just
in the eyes
knuckle.
Of production, but for viewers, we all are still We're looking like, at Matt. Like, we didn't forget.
I did enjoy when we talked about this earlier, but when they did show the footage of Matthew and they talk, and AD says, "Oh yeah, we did go out." Mm-hmm. I rewound it because I had to find out who was in the audience that said, "Oh no." And it was Chelsea who went, "Oh no." So I Jake hated her. I didn't love her on the show.
I couldn't stand her.
I kind of like her more now. Now that she's casting director and all this, I'm kind of like, okay, I can get on board to that. That is the most surprising couple of all the OGs. I'm still shocked that Chelsea and Kwame are together.
Chelsea and Kwame is a big show. I know.
Because talk about a man who didn't. And I kind of wanted to have Kwame weigh in with the Brett and Clay conference because Kwame had he had those same thoughts of, "Am I ready for this?" Mm-hmm. That was kind of like, but
I don't think he has a personality. Like, I
a chameleon, I think.
Yes.
Shapeshifting. Yeah.
He kind of shapeshifts to whoever he's with.
Yeah.
And, the less I see of them, the better. It's not that I give them any ill will.
Right. Not a favorite couple.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah. She just annoyed the shit out of me on her season.
She wasn't for me. She was not for me. All that pink Keurig, or a pink suit, a pink everything.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. It looked a lot.
Yeah, and when.
She is a bit of a try-hard.
She hurts my teeth.
It's so corny. It's
she's like, you know that thing where things are when things are too sweet in the back of your molar? She hurts my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That photo shoot. Oh, my God. That photo shoot.
It's still one of the cringiest things ever.
It was very cringy.
Yeah.
So we kind of end, you know, we do find out Jessica and Micah are like best buds now and super good friends. So I like that, you know, because maybe Micah's a reform mean girl. Remember, she went down that way and then she kind of like redeemed herself some. But and then we find out Izzy's credits fixed everyone. So and then I literally thought he was going to stand up and then a Chiron for credit karma was just going to pop up.
Honestly,
on
chime.
The bottom of that. Yes, chime. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, or Rocket Money, a reality gay sponsor.
Oh, nice.
Is your credit in the toilet like Izzy?
I think is there anything before we have our own charcuterie board as they did? Is there anything
that we
ladies,
kept from everyone the entire time? We didn't put on camera.
Yeah.
But apparently there was this huge spread. Yeah. Was it brought out?
Yeah, because there was only roses on the table. So they did a cut and edit and brought it in. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought, was that on the table the whole time?
That's what you thought because Jake.
I was thinking about the food.
Like,
the charcuterie.
How could you not eat the food for 2 hours of filming? Like,
that would have killed me.
It would have killed me.
Tempting you the whole time.
Also, why did they bring? They're not going to show them eating on camera. Why did they bring it out? Like they were going to
weird too.
It was weird.
Easter dinner and we're like, oh my god, Easter you guys, I'm starving. The lawsuit says they don't feed these
they
people.
Don't feed them.
Oh my god, that is
why.
Yeah.
Oh my god, y'all, legal was involved.
They
were
the footage evidence.
I gotta say,
legal's like,
bring out the food, please. We gotta show them we feed these people.
Whoever is handling the PR for Love is Blind,
they got new people. They had to have,
they need to like Jonathan Van Ness needs to hire those people. He needs to hire the else? What's the guy? The self-help guy who just lied about his whole background.
Jay Shetty
needs to hire these
Love
people.
Is Blind crisis managers.
Yes, yeah. Y'all got to get these people.
For real.
Anything else, ladies? That and I mean you too, Poodle. When I say ladies, else that
I
we
assume
didn't,
that
anything left on the charcuterie board that we need to discuss? Or do we get it all?
I think, to me, this has been my favorite season since season one.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I loved season four, too.
Yeah.
I love season four.
Yeah.
No, this was my favorite. This was my favorite.
I will say.
More than season one, actually.
I will say, Zach needs to trim his beard.
I saw that, I said, you know what? They are just living their weird life together.
They are.
He walked into his house and Harry Potter music started playing. Some craziness.
I love them.
You got to remember that they're really weird.
I love them.
Yeah, I even love so that, like, he's kind of gained weight. But like, what people do when they're married and happy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like, I was like, yes, this is your time. Do that.
They have such a weird social media presence, and they're both kind of dorky and... Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite people in the whole cast. The whole years. I love her. Mm-hmm. And
I think what it is undeniable about this show, and it kind of positions itself a lot more than other reality shows. We actually talked about this when we were interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and then they completely took us out of the article.
Textbook reality game.
They sent us an article. They're like, they didn't even say it in the email. They just said, you know, sometimes edits happen. Enjoy.
We talked to the woman for like an hour and a half.
And I was like, where are we? And like, not about any of this at all.
There was one quote from someone who just started a podcast this year about Love is Blind. And I was like, thanks.
But it was about the article was mainly about all the controversy, not kind of this show is.
To be fair, the article started out as one thing, and I think the editor changed it.
Want to talk about all the stuff that people are, all the bad stuff. Yeah.
To be fair.
Because we talked about a lot, and I think it's fair to say, and the show has definitely positioned itself in this reunion, that this show has changed the zeitgeist of reality TV, of dating shows. But also, this show, what I feel like it really wanted to say was like, I feel like the next title is going to be next year, Love is Blind, We Change Lives. Like, they are doubling down on taking the seriousness of this show. And even if they're not gonna make a love romance, Micah and Jessica are friends. Like, these people are, these people are buds now. Like, Clay and Kenneth are texting each other. Like, we're changing people's lives for the better. Chelsea is now friends with Bliss. They live a block from me. Chelsea really put out their talking points if they wanted. So I think if you don't like that, aka Jake, that screams this show takes itself too seriously, take a Quaalude the next time you watch the next season, because it's just going to get worse.
I agree with you. I enjoyed this. I loved how they doubled down and they were like, this is a reset, motherfuckers. We are resetting and this is what we're going to do. We're not putting up with this fucking foolishness anymore. You're going to come in here. You're going to fucking come correct. If you're all coming for love. Vanessa Hudgens. Vanessa Lachey basically screamed that at the audience.
Yeah. Even the intro, which we didn't talk about, it was kind of 80s cheesy, but I kind of loved
rolled my
it.
Eyes.
Where they're popping in and they're like, hey, family.
Thank you, Justine. I hated it too.
Thank you.
I thought it was cute. And then they meet in the middle and it opened. Right. I loved the whole intro.
The
production of it. All right. Y'all, please tell everybody where they can find you. Please.
Oh, thanks for having us, guys.
Of course.
I think this is a new tradition of Love is Blind.
I love this.
Deep dive. Yeah.
Listen to us on all podcast platforms. You could also join us on Patreon, where we do video content, we do reaction content. We're wrapping up The Bachelor, Bachelor season.
Yeah, talk about all the shows you covered.
Who's he going to choose, y'all? Who's he going to choose?
Ooh. Oh my God, Kelsey, please.
It has to be Kelsey. I don't understand how it could be anything else.
It has to be Kelsey. I agree with you. Yeah.
We just did our Love is Blind recaps. We did a Love is Blind after show with therapists coming in and kind of diving deep into some of the themes we've seen on the show. We have some interviews coming up. We have some fun things coming up. Listen to us everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, Justine and Natasha, thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Thank y'all. We love it.
That's it. You're exonerated. And, you know, it's so.
Exonerated?
Or not exonerated. We're. That's not the right word. Not exonerated. We're.
What crime did they commit?
Not exonerated.
Just we're, talking about this show.
I can't think of the word, but we're free. We're free. We're free. Yeah. We're done until. Now, do y'all watch Perfect Match? We don't.
We do.
I watch it, but I don't talk about it. It's like I keep in the closet.
We did. We recapped it. We did the first season. Mm-hmm. It's like it's very light on the love.
It's fun. It's like MTV Beach House content. Yeah.
I might have to watch it if Jessica's going to be on it because I love her so much.
Talk about someone who was completely. She went up and down and up and down in viewers' estimations, and she came out a fucking winner. Mm. Even though she came in, we were totally skeptical of having a daughter. I think she's one of those. My daughter's my friend, and probably the daughter's
she had a really young.
Daughter's gonna grow up like her friend less than her daughter. Yeah,
mm-hmm. possibly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I would have liked a mom like that because mine was. I had to go to Madonna with my babysitter.
You did. Last thought is Love Blind. Ladies,
oh my God.
Is Love Blind.
Ask Megan Fox. No.
Great. And with that, thank y'all so much. We'll see you next time. Bye,
y'all.
Bye.